Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We're live across the country, 9:04 for your Sunday. So at this amazing APJ gala that we went to over the weekend, honoured to host it in front of Ben Stiller, Susan Sarandon, Madeleine Stowe, the Duchess of York, Sarah Ferguson. And as I was on stage, I looked to the table and then I just see... There she is, little Natalie Imbruglia.
Can I just tell you, Chris, you were on stage, you were doing the introduction. You weren't really meant to mention that Natalie is amongst there. Chris Fade turned into a teenage boy.
Yeah, she's my teenage crush.
Rushing, not surprised, she's amazing.
He just took a moment and he went, Natalie Imbruglia is here. On stage.
On stage. She was so cute. After it, she came up to me and she says, oh, you did such a good job hosting. I said, thanks so much. She goes, hey, am I supposed to get an interview with you? Because I was going to plan on getting an interview with her. And I said, yeah, I am. She's like, come on, let's go. Grabs my hand.
Yeah.
Walking through the crowd.
Insane.
I've got my hand held to Natalie Imbruglia. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, my gosh.
She's so beautiful.
I'm not just talking physically, just as a person.
Nice person, yeah.
She just, man, we caught up with her quickly backstage. Here's our catch up with Natalie Imbruglia, and then we'll go straight into her hit single, Torn, that we all love. Take a listen.
We're backstage right now, and we are with the ever so cool, the ever so amazing Natalie Imbruglia. How you doing?
I'm so good.
You just performed on stage earlier on. That was amazing. To be able to hear you perform after, I haven't heard you perform live. The last time when I left Sydney, which was a while ago, to hear it again, you're amazing.
Do you know what? Watching you up the front, watching me, made me happy. The biggest smile on your face. But I haven't sung for about 9 months because I've been songwriting. So I was really nervous. It's only 3 songs, but everyone was so loving and great. And what an incredible event.
Obviously, we're
so much money raised.
Yeah, we're here for a great reason, raising money as well. And Pretty, you were in the back there. I could see you watching Natalie perform. It was pretty cool.
I can just tell you that there were tears in my eyes as you sang Torn, because it's just your connection to your fans, your audience is incredible, even after all these years.
Thank you. That's very kind.
You said you've been writing. What's going on?
Yes, I've been writing.
How is it?
Writer's block for about 5 years, so it's good to be back into it and really excited to put an album out next year.
This is great. We were talking to Macklemore. I don't know Macklemore, song Thrift Shop. Anyway, we were talking about writer's block, and I said, does it happen with artists?
Yeah.
He said the same thing.
It's so terrifying. He's real. I can't.
He
I mean,
said 2 years. It took him a while to sort of
five.
Come back.
I win.
Do you feel pressure?
It's just a very strange feeling, but I think as an artist you have to allow yourself to walk away from something, express yourself creatively in other ways, and just let it happen when it's meant, you know? And then it's like a tap that turns on and it can't stop. So
there's nothing that you really do to kind of get yourself out of it. It just naturally happens.
No, you have to show up. You have to book a session. You have to show up for yourself. You have to be willing to write 100 awful songs, which I have. And then you have a breakthrough, but you have to just show up for yourself, and that's the hardest part, I think.
And you live in, where's home right now? Where's
Oxfordshire, home? In the countryside. I've moved to the countryside.
That's beautiful.
In England.
Do you go back home to Australia at all?
Yes, I'm going home on the 22nd, see my family.
Christmas.
Yeah.
Back home. I'm doing the exact same thing.
Can't wait.
Nice hot Christmas. You're amazing. Thank you so much for taking the time.
APJ, let's plug them.
100%.
What an incredible organization doing amazing things for women's education around the world, which is very close to my heart.
And we want to thank you for being part of it.
Phenomenal.